Today we're going to look at Customer Relationship Management, better known as CRM. And I'll start by giving you examples of two companies that have benefited from introducing CRM systems in a radical and expensive reorganisation of the way they service their customers. A few years ago, Unicorn, a major telecoms company, installed CRM software which holds details of all its customers. This system uses an interactive voice response software application, so that callers can define the subject that they're calling about before being put through to an advisor. And advisors can view customer details on screen as they answer calls. One element in the introduction of CRM was the establishment of a working group tasked to examine the utilisation of all its buildings, something that was long overdue, as until then, Unicorn had never examined whether they were being put to the best use. This resulted in a 75% reduction in the number of contact centres. Those remaining are located in several time zones and are linked by the CRM software to provide a service 24 hours a day. Customers call a central number and are routed to whoever is free to take their call and has the right information to deal with their query. And this advisor can be in any contact centre. With advisors better able to resolve problems at the first point of contact, the number of calls to be handled has dropped considerably.